The Lord's will is that all come to repentance. Saul repented on the road to Damascus. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit and submitted himself to the Holy Spirit, who led him to Arabia, where Christ Jesus gave him revelation of the gospel of grace through faith. So it was the Lord Jesus that stopped him, who humbled him, who taught him, and his Holy Spirit who filled him. The net effect was that the Lord Jesus Christ made him an apostle. At each step of the way, Paul could have resisted the will of the Lord and been lost or a non-factor in the kingdom. Note that the wording here implies there are two groups of people in the church at Ephesus: saints and the faithful in Christ Jesus. I trust you understand that there is only one group of people there who are saints that are faithful in Christ Jesus. This illustrates the confusion that can occur with the word "and." It may imply multiplicity or merely "also." I make this point because of the confusion regarding God. He is one Lord. He is Father. He is Son. He is Holy Spirit. He is not three in one. He is one being who begets as a Father, who is begotten as the Son, and who is Spirit. He manifests himself in spirit, soul, and body in Christ Jesus, our Creator, mighty God, Savior, Lord, and King.